The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. Warm welcome to Happy Hour, wherever you are in the world, whether it's your first time, yay, welcoming the first timers tonight, especially, or Happy Hour regulars welcoming you warmly as you welcome each other. So for the theme for today's practice together, the theme of the body and metta, loving kindness, cultivating friendliness, goodwill, care, love. There's so many ways to translate this word metta, M-E-T-T-A in Pali. So many nuances. And the body, there's so the teachings on mindfulness of the body, kaya gata sati, sati is translated as awareness or mindfulness gone to the body, kaya gata sati. Mindfulness of the body is so important. It's really the foundation of so many other practices drawn from Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundations of mindfulness. So on Friday, we did some practice of grounding in the body, the sense of grounding as metta, coming to the body as self-care, grounding in the earthiness of the body, earth on earth. And many of you said that was very supportive for you in grounding and this sense of establishment of, oh, metta as care in connection with the body. So along the themes of the body, and for those of you who missed it, you're welcome. It's on audiodharma.org and also on YouTube. You can go and catch up and listen, but no catching up is needed. Whatever is needed tonight will be shared with you during the guided meditation. So it's all good. You don't have to catch up for the sake of knowing what's happening now. I'm just kind of letting you know these connections just for background. So tonight or this morning, whatever time zone you might be in, the idea of both grounding in the body, bringing awareness, sati, mindfulness to the body, as an expression of care for ourselves, as well as leaning into it even a little more now. So leaning into it in the way of, oh, this body, this dear body that I take for granted a lot of the time, this amazing body that functions, it heals itself, it breathes, it processes food in ways that I have no idea how it even gets done, these amazing chemical processes. And also, if there's any challenges in the body, any parts of the body that are challenged, hurting, struggling, to bring more care, love, metta to those parts of the body. So both grounding in the physicality and as a way of metta, caring for ourselves, connecting for ourselves, and then really leaning into that care. The body, both as a mother and as the child, both. Kind of the stability of, oh, thank you, body. You're really comforting, soothing. And oh, sweet, dear body, you're also in some ways you're challenged and hurting. So both of those, both as the parent as well as the child. So navigating that relationship tonight is the part of the invitation in this practice. And well, let's see what shows up for each of us. Might be different. We always explore in this way of cultivating friendliness and goodwill. So without further ado, let's land into our practice together. Let's land into our posture. If you need to move, if you need to lie down, if you need to relax your body, soften, if you need to sit up straighter in order to establish a sense of integrity, uprightness. See what your body needs, this unique expression of humanity that is yours and not yours. Relaxing, relaxing. Softening into the body. Putting down whatever is not necessary in this moment. Thoughts, ruminations, plans, not needed right now. Can always pick them up later. This moment. Moment of refuge. Moment of refuge. The simplicity of this body connected to the earth. Feet, legs, sit bones. And just being breathed. Just being breathed. And each in-breath bringing more presence, connecting with the felt sense of this body. And each out-breath, letting go. Landing. Releasing. Into the body more deeply. Each out-breath releasing a little more. In each moment of connecting with this body, putting down thoughts, not that there's anything wrong with thinking per se, but choosing right now to give ourselves, our hearts completely to this refuge, to this moment of practice, of simply connecting. Awareness, knowing this body sitting, connecting, stabilizing, calming, grounding as an expression of care for ourselves, love for ourselves. Affection for ourselves, just here, just connecting. Awareness. Turned inward, feeling this whole body sitting, all these sensations. Of sitting, of breathing. Noticing how soothing it is. It can be. To turn the attention, awareness. Just connect with the sensations of simply sitting and breathing. A radical act of care and love, self-care. connecting with this body in this moment. It's a source of stability, care for ourselves. Imagining the archetypal mother or parent, the Buddha or Kuan Yin, the statues, sense of care, stability, love, as if your body is embodying that for you. As if your body was a Buddha statue, Kuan Yin statue, stable, emanating care, love, stability for yourself, tenderly, each breath connecting to it. And so too, this body often has challenges. Might actually be having challenges right now. A part of the body in pain or not quite functioning. In good health. Perfect health. This body too, as a tender child being held the same way you would hold the little newborn, a baby. Who's having a hard time, perhaps. Just tenderly. There, sweetie. It's okay. It's okay. Patiently holding the body of a child. Same sense of metta directed also to this body. Especially to any parts that are struggling or have been struggling. And it could be the physical parts of your body or direct, if your body is in perfectly good health, maybe directed to the heart center, the proverbial heart center, the place of emotions, heartache. If there's any dukkha that has physical manifestations in your body, any stress, tightness, sadness, anxiousness showing up in the body, holding that tenderly with metta. There, sweetie, there. You get to choose what is more supportive, going back and forth or holding both. This idea of the body as the mother, as a stable, supportive source of connection, care, stability, as if a mother, as if the Buddha or Kuan Yin, the embodiment of love and compassion. See if leaning into that is more supportive, or holding the body as if a newborn, tenderly, body, heart, mind, oh sweetie, it's okay. Directing love, care, metta to the body. At some point, maybe the two perspectives become one, they merge. See what's more supportive for you in this moment. Explore. Each breath, both connecting to the body and soothing, soothing, comforting, bringing ease, relaxation, succor to the body. Don't work too hard. Let it be nourishing. Let each breath be nourishing. Soothing. And I invite you to put a hand, the palm of your hand, the middle of your chest, your heart center, making a physical connection. Stance of care. Connection. You can imagine it's your own hand or the hand of a loved one or the Buddha or Kuan Yin and your chest. It's okay, sweetie. Calming, soothing, supporting, connecting. Let yourself be surprised. Maybe put the other hand, the other palm on your belly, holding your heart center and your belly. Oh, dear heart. Oh, dear body. It's not easy. It's okay. It's okay. And for the last couple of minutes of this practice, both feeling the sense of stability, solidity, uprightness. Of this body, this posture. Connecting with the support of the earth and the sense of integrity that's available, that holds the tenderness with care, with love. Tenderness in the body, in the heart, in the mind. With love and care. May all beings be well. Know their own goodness. Have all the support they need. May all beings, including ourselves, be free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, I'll change the setting so you're welcome to raise your Zoom hand to share your reflections, what this was like for you, what you discovered, your insights for the benefit of both yourself being held witness. It's quite profound. Also for the benefit of the Sangha, your insights, your observations, your questions serve everyone. And also you're welcome to type them in chat. If you type them privately to me alone, I won't read your name. And I just read the reflection. And if it's typed to everyone, then I also read your name. So, I wait for your reflections, for your questions, for your hands to be raised. I'll just say that again. What we did was at the beginning, just settling with the breath and the body, taking refuge, tilling the soil, calming the mind, and then turning to the body, both as the support, the stability, this connection, both the body as the mother, body as the child. Or for many people, maybe Kuan Yin or the Buddha works better than the image of the mother. So Wayne, please.
I find that putting my hand on my belly really helps me stay in touch with my breathing and helps me come back quicker from when I notice my mind is thinking about something. So that's very helpful.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that sense of connection, just the physically connecting with the hand on the belly, with the breath rising, falling. Great. Delighted to hear that. And that's a support that's always available to you. I suggest that many times, to many students that, yeah, it's fine, it's okay to put the hand on the belly and the sense of connection. So delighted to hear that was helpful for you, Wayne. Great. And Barbara, please.
Emotion putting the hand on the belly was very helpful. I feel that also your saying that the maybe dukkha in the heart center resonated with me as well. Physically, I'm not suffering. There is a dukkha in the heart center at the thought of the COVID being more threatening now, and in my life, that's where my family's going to be gathering, and it made me realize that I'm carrying something I wanted to be healed from.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Barbara. Yeah, it's the heart, you know, the heart center, proverbial heart center, carrying so much. You know, the dukkha, it has ramifications in the body, you know, all these expressions we have, my heart feels heavy, because we feel it in the body. It feels like, oh, this heaviness. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And that's something that, you know, the COVID situation, of course, and the Delta variant, our shared humanity, no matter where we are in the world, we're sharing this. So two reflections coming to me. One person says, I really liked the guided experience as if being embodied by Kuan Yin, then the Buddha, felt so strong, grounded and stable, even if just for the moment. Beautiful. Yay! I'm delighted to hear that report from the field. That's great. That can just bring a sense of stability. And another report coming in, thinking of my body as mother/Buddha and sending loving support, metta, to myself. That way immediately led me to be more protective of my physical body, make it strong for long-term care of my health. Smiley. Beautiful. I haven't thought of my body in this way enough during COVID. Beautiful reflection, beautiful insights. Both of these in chat and also those who raised their hands with thank you. Beautiful reflections and very insightful. Lovely. So, how about we turn? Oh, one more coming. When you, Nikki, mentioned something like instead of the back and forth, holding both together came very much in handy. There was a ping pong going on between pushing aches and pains away and befriending them. Making space for all was then possible. Thank you. Oh, lovely. That's great. Making space for all. Lovely. Beautiful. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Such lovely reflections. And I'm sure there are plenty more reflections. And here, and now turning into small groups, we'll have the chance to listen to each other and also share as much or as little as you like. Sometimes actually listening to each other brings more up. Like, oh yeah, that came up for me. And I totally forgot that I noticed that during guided meditation. So these the group practice, Sangha practice, is very important part of our practice here in Happy Hour. So the group size is usually roughly three people, three or four depending. And we always start with just 15 seconds of silent metta for ourselves and for each other, for our bodies, for each other's bodies. And then you can say, and then you can go around and say as little or as much as you like. We have 6-7 minutes in the group. So I will open the groups now, the rooms now. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Okay, here we go. everyone. Welcome back. The rooms are closed. We have a few minutes for any reflections that might have come up from listening to others or listening to yourself. Sometimes when you hear yourself share your practice, new insights come up, or new questions, or shared understanding, or new understanding. So especially if you haven't shared this evening or recently, you're welcome to raise your hand. Would love to hear from you. Or you can type in chat. Yes, Wayne.
I am talking a lot.
Well, it's your first time at Happy Hour, so you have a lot of catching up to tell us.
I was wondering, one gentleman mentioned about drinking caffeine in the morning, and I remember I didn't start drinking caffeine until I was about 22 years old, and I was in a session at Zen Center. And I wondered where all the people went in between the Zazen periods. And so I thought, well, I'll follow them out. And everybody was heading to the coffee urn. And I was wondering about, my answer is, I should just try. Now I've been drinking coffee ever since. But, people, I guess that's one of the things coffee's always been used for, is for stimulation. And I was just wondering about mindfulness and maybe practice sometimes without drinking caffeine.
I strongly recommend it actually.
Without caffeine or with?
Yeah, without caffeine.
To
notice the state of your mind and heart without caffeine. And often when people come on retreats, silent retreats, and they've been used to drinking coffee, and they intentionally stop drinking to really be able to observe their mind, what happens without caffeine, and then if they drink, the effect of it. So yeah, I highly recommend it, Wayne. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Definitely good practice. Reflections, Jerry says, it is amazing how one feels much less isolated hearing the vulnerability of others. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Marie Christine says, yes, this is true, Jerry. And yes, and an agreement from Patricia. It's so, isn't it amazing how much less isolated one feels hearing the vulnerability of others. Such a beautiful way to practice in community. And Melanie says, totally relate, Jerry. My professor wrote this to me in an email once, and I think of it often. Among my own peers, I find that the passage of time eventually corrodes the simplistic and conformist notion of success that we are fed. At a certain age, we all realize that nobody's life has been perfect, and that it's empowering to share our regrets or sadness or failures. Oh, beautiful, Melanie. Thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, this conformist notion of success, it's simplistic and it corrodes. And when we actually share our vulnerabilities, our sadness, our regrets, our pain, our failures, in quotes, we come closer. It's part of our common humanity. We're all human. Yeah, so much more there. It's the first noble truth in Buddhism. Stress, pain, dukkha, failure, challenge is a part of human life. It's part of human life. So thank you all. Such beautiful, heartfelt evening or morning. I almost have to remember the different time zones, or afternoons, given Australia, given Marie-Christine, of practice with all of you. So thank you all for showing up and cultivating your heart for yourself and others. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you.